Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got people calling in from all over the United States and Canada here this evening, as we do every Wednesday evening. It's our Purium Lifestyle Call with David Sandoval. My name's David Litt, just hosting here for a minute or two, giving you an introduction to the owner and founder of Purium. He's the author of the Green Foods Bible. He's got a great show for tonight. He's going to be talking about the hidden secrets within Purium Foods. He's going to talk a little bit about phytochemistry. And about midway through the show, we'll be giving away one ticket to the LEAP National Convention. So lots happening. I hope you're checking your Facebook pages, checking your emails. We got a special going on with Bio. We've got a great Turn Back the Clock promotion, seeing some fantastic before and after pictures, not from 10 days ago, not from 30 days ago, not from 90 days ago, not from 1 year ago. We're seeing stuff from like 20 years ago. People are looking better today than they did 20 years ago. And that's because of the products that this gentleman develops on a regular basis. And so I'm going to turn the call over, as I said, to our owner and founder, David Sandoval, for his Purium Lifestyle Call here on Wednesday night.
Well, thank you, David Litt, and good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. This is not a company. It is a lifestyle. This is not just a call. It's the Purium Lifestyle Call, and we are so absolutely happy that you were with us. And you know, it's like any boat, man, once it leaves shore, you are dealing with the people who are on board. And I really, really like the fact that you are here with me tonight. As I like to call it, this is Dinner with Dave. This is the Purium Family Weekly Dinner, and we have some cool stuff to talk about. We like to do this in a information radio show format, and our first subject tonight that we want to talk about is a couple of analogies. We're going to talk about phytochemistry, and people don't really understand phytochemistry. I want to give you a really cool sort of understanding of phytochemistry, okay? So first of all, you need to understand that everything that survives today only survives because it found a way to. Okay, everything that survives only is around today because for millions and millions and millions of years, that plant was able to stay alive, maybe billions of years. And that plant was able to stay alive because it found a way to do something. It found a way to block. It found a way to suppress. And it found a way to repair damage that could kill it. So I'm going to say this again. Plants found a way to block. They found a way to repair. Excuse me. They found a way to block, suppress, and repair things that might damage them. And because they figured out a way to block, suppress, and repair things that might damage them, then they survived. Now, we all know that we've got to make dinner with the ingredients we have in the house, okay? If we couldn't go to the grocery store, we'd have to make dinner with what we have in the house. Well, every plant that's alive lives in a different environment, and so it has different things to work with. So every plant that's trying to survive, okay, has different things to work with, and it has different things to fight against. If you're a plant toward the equator, moving north or south, if you're in the southern hemisphere, but if you're going toward the colder environment, then that plant is going to deal with the stress of cold. If you're going toward a plant, toward the equator, then you're going to deal with a hotter environment, and the stresses that it overcomes are going to deal with heat. If you come from a very moist environment, then the stresses may be from too much moisture. If you come from a very dry environment, your stress may come from not enough moisture. Now, if you combine heat and moisture, or heat and lack of moisture, or cold and moisture, you see the different combinations of environments you create, and those individual environments are going to do two different things. They're going to create the challenges that the plant is going to face in order to survive. But on the other side, the yin to the yang, is they're going to create the raw material that the plant will ultimately have to use in order to survive. Now, I want you to stop and think about this for a minute, because people say stuff like, everything that you need to survive has been provided by nature. And then people go, oh, that's a bunch of baloney. Okay? Not if you understand phytochemistry the way that we understand phytochemistry. So I'm going to explain this again so you get the connection. Everything that's alive today is alive because it had a parent that survived, that had a parent that survived, that had a parent that survived. That ever goes from everything to palm trees and bamboo to the lichen and the algae. And every plant that's alive today, from tomatoes to potatoes, is alive because its parents survived. And so did its parents all the way back to the beginning. How did they survive? Well, they learned to protect themselves. How did they protect themselves? Through creating blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents. How did they block, suppress, and repair damage? With the material they had around them. What stresses were they facing? They were facing the stresses created by the environment around them. What material did they have to fight those stresses? The materials that were around them. Now, is it making sense? That's how we know that everything that we have in nature, everything that we need, is provided by nature. Because there's things around us that prove it. Everything that's alive today is alive because it made do with what it found in nature, in the environment it was in. It could not travel. A tree can't get in a car and drive to a warmer environment. A bird can. A tree cannot. That's why we look to plants for our phytochemistry and not necessarily to animals. So again, phytochemistry is this amazing ability to tap into the blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents that have allowed every plant from the beginning of time to deal with every stress that nature has to offer, period. Amen. And end of story. Whether it be radiation from the sun, whether it be volcanic explosions, whether it be intense heat, intense cold, whether it be the feces from animals, whether it be yeast, mold, candida, viruses, all of that growing in the environment. And the plant somehow survived. So if a plant is able to survive in the middle of the desert and still live, if a plant is able to survive in scorching hot temperatures in the tropics and still survive, how is the question? Phytochemistry is the study of finding out. Not just finding out how the plant survived, but finding out which of those phytochemicals, phyto meaning plant, which of those plant chemicals that help the plant survive can be transported into the human physiology and metabolism and help us to survive or to thrive, to increase our abilities and capabilities to do just that. This is obviously the answer to what we've all been looking for. Well, let's talk about some specific examples. We've talked in generalities enough. Let's get some specific examples. We have a product called Super Xanthan. Super Xanthan may be one of the most amazing new discoveries. Almost all of our phytochemical discoveries are made from like ancient knowledge. Hopi Indians, Ashaninkas, shaman, Chinese traditional medical doctors, Ayurveda, you know, whether we're learning from the Jamu or the medicine man, whether it's Swiss herbology, all of these things that, of course, I've studied and looked into and been fascinated by, they didn't know anything about astaxanthin. But now we do, because herbology isn't ending. We're still discovering amazing miracles in the plant kingdom. And astaxanthin is a hemococcus algae that grows not only on the equator, which we described as being very hot and rainy, but also in the Arctic Circle, which we know is very cold. And if it, any moisture falling from the sky becomes snow or ice. Well, this algae survives in both of those environments, meaning it must have a vast array of phytochemistry that is not typically found in any other plant. To illustrate how important this Haemococcus algae is to nature itself, I want you to think about shrimp. I want you to think about lobster. I want you to think about crabs. I want you to think about salmon. And I want you to think about the color that they have in common, pink and red hues. Then I want you to think about tropical fish, and I want you to think about flamingos. Flamingos are pink, and tropical fish have bright colors for the same reason that crabs and salmon and lobsters have their dark red colors, because they eat this algae in order to survive. Well, what do I mean they eat this algae in order to survive? Well, this algae is such a powerful antioxidant and such a powerful supporter of mitochondrial energy that it keeps fish swimming in sub-zero waters from freezing. Keeps their flesh from freezing. On the equator, it keeps fish that are and those things that eat it that are subjected to extreme heat from being affected by that extreme environment. The same food, the Haemococcus algae. And the reason why is because there's a bright red pigment in the algae. It is a red algae. Not the same red algae as we have in our red marine algae and our virus shore. A completely different red algae with completely, entirely different phytochemistry. But this red algae has some amazing potential benefits. There are studies that indicate that it may be the only hope you have for improving your eyesight. That's right. Amazing. There are research studies that indicate that it may substantially increase your body's ability to burn fat as the primary source of exercise, as the primary source of energy during exercise. I'll say that again since I fumbled it. There are clinical studies that have been published that show that astaxanthin supports your body's burning of fat as the primary source of energy during exercise. That's amazing. There are studies that show that if you take astaxanthin for 3 to 5 days prior to exposure to extreme sun, that you may not, the majority of people will not get a sunburn. That's amazing. An internal sunscreen. If you take astaxanthin and go into extreme conditions that are cold, you will be less susceptible, far less susceptible, I would imagine, of getting frostbite. Amazing. During exercise, it increases the body's ability to provide mitochondria to the cells without producing the byproduct of lactic acid. And the final thing I'll tell you is that it is proven to repair the damage done by exercise. As that damage is being done, it almost simultaneously repairs the damage. This is phytochemistry at its finest. Again, not ancient knowledge, not a pharmaceutical drug, not the cure to anything. It is nothing more than supporting your body with something that many, 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 many animals from all across the spectrum of the oceans have relied upon for as long as their species have been around. Once again, my name is David Sandoval. We are fascinated by how our bodies, through what we call naturopathy, can be supported and thrive. Naturopathy is a 2,500-year-old belief system that is based upon the concept of what we are trying to achieve, homeostasis, that you can achieve homeostasis, which is perfect health, if you learn to nourish, detoxify, care for, support. You see? If you do all of that for your body, then there's a very good chance that you're going to thrive and not just survive. And naturopathy is the belief, of course, that you could support your body, and your body will give you and reward you with perfect health. Well, how do you support your body? Well, you support it with pure, organic superfoods. You encourage yourself to carry out every single metabolic process in its most efficient form with very little waste or stress upon the body, and watch how you begin to thrive. Another example of phytochemistry. Look at, I want to go to the newer discovered things, the things that we're fascinated by, like our apothecary. Sleep is such an incredible part of health. 80% of most detoxifying and rebuilding chemical reactions do not happen during deep sleep, but they are triggered and they are supported during deep sleep. And if you do not have the deep sleep, you will not get them. Now, during deep sleep, you need melatonin and our tart cherry, our Montmorency cherry, our apothecary is phenomenal because it naturally contains trace amounts of melatonin, which are more than enough to help your body induce a deep and restful sleep. You can read all about it. And the bottom line is that that's not all. It has an ORAC value of approximately 5,000 per serving. Batches vary, but 5,000 is a very high number. We have proof that it's a powerful anti-inflammatory compound, has a powerful anti-inflammatory effect because of compounds called anthocyanidins and proanthocyanidins. The same things found in blueberries, the same things found in pomegranates are found in the tart cherry, the apothecary that we love, that's part of our core three. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, inducing deep sleep. What more could you ask for? This is phytochemistry at its finest. And what about going back in time? What about reaching back? Let's talk about just one of the ingredients in our power shake. Okay, just one of the ingredients. Spirulina. Verifiably, undeniably, irrefutably, the single most nutritious plant on the face of the earth. It alone is 60% pure vegan protein and has the only vegan source of marine omega-3 fatty acids in any significant form, meaning it has the same fat that's found in salmon, not flax seeds. Yet it's vegan. Vegan protein, vegan omega-3, unprecedented. It has B1, B2, B3, B6, and yes, usable amounts of B12. It has vitamin C, vitamin E, and unbelievable and measurable amounts of beta-carotene to strengthen your eyes add that with astaxanthin, it's amazing. That's why we put it into the astaxanthin mix. The bottom line is that spirulina is not just a green algae, it's a blue algae as well. It's a blue-green algae, and blue-green algae have a pigment called phycocyan. Phyco is the same as phyto, but it comes from the ocean. It means an ocean plant. Phyto, a land plant. Phyco, an ocean plant. And when you look at this phycocyan, this blue pigment that comes from plants, from this algae, uniquely to spirulina, you are blown away at the studies, the research that's been done at major universities showing that that phycocyan is highly anti-inflammatory, increases interleukin, increases gamma interferon. This stuff is amazing, and not just increases it a little, increases it up to 10 times in as little as 10 days when taking 10 grams. Or it might have been 5. I don't remember. But it's rather impressive. Again, this is phytochemistry at its finest. You find the plants that have the best phytochemistry. For example, take ginseng. Everybody thinks that all ginseng is created equal. Oh my goodness, that can't be. There's nothing further from the truth. Do you know that red ginseng and white ginseng aren't even in the same, you know, in the same usage, that you don't use them for the same things at all? White ginseng is calming. White ginseng reduces all types of stress, mental, emotional, physical. White ginseng is cooling on the body. It's not expanding. It's not hot. White ginseng creates amazing endurance and stamina and focus. White ginseng, in my opinion, is better than any pharmaceutical male, solution for fertility and potency and virility. And I could promise you that, money back guarantee. White American ginseng, though, is not all created equal. The ginseng roots, there are, you know, dozens of types of ginsenosides, over 26 valuable types of ginsenosides. And the more stress and the correct soil and the right age and all of these things come into play. More importantly, is your ginseng irradiated? Is it pasteurized? Is it homogenized? Is it genetically modified? How do you know? I don't know about the GMO yet, but the rest of the stuff happens every day. Well, I guarantee you, ours is not. It's the quality of the supplier, not just the quality of the ingredients, because you have to realize that ginkgo is amazing. But do you know that there's ginkgo leaf, ginkgo bark, ginkgo root, there's ginkgo extract? And it's only when you actually get down and get the proper part and the proper method of serving it, if you would, that you get the phytochemistry that you desire. And so I believe that you want a phytochemist on your side who knows what they're talking about, who knows what to look for, who knows what questions to ask. Because junk in, junk out. That's what they say. Every computer programmer will tell you that. So I always say that the quality of your life is going to be equal to the quality of the food you eat. And naturopathy is a very complex but yet simple understanding of that exact concept. So let's take a look at aloe vera. Over 1,000 varieties of aloe vera, but only aloe vera barbadensis miller has all 6 of the molecular weight of polysaccharides that are required to make aloe vera a true superfood. Now, Hippocrates called aloe vera the potted physician. That means it's like a doctor sitting in a pot growing in your house. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, what are some of those things that it does? Well, we know that it helps suspend antioxidants like melatonin in your bloodstream longer. And that's really, really good for you. we know that it increases the rate at which skin cells and other cells are regenerated, which means it's good for cell regeneration. That's very good for you. We know that it alkalizes the body. We know that it neutralizes acids. That's very good for you. You know it's loaded with enzymes that help with digestion. That's very good for you. We know that aloe vera actually helps heal skin externally and internally. Aloe vera has the ability to support your body's immune system in ways you can't even imagine, and I can't report on this line. It's illegal because I'm not a doctor and I can't make any type of medical claim, but I can tell you how it supports your body, and you can feel how it supports your body, and it will blow your mind. Again, our aloe vera 40X is the most concentrated and potent aloe vera in liquid form in the history of the world. This is phytochemistry, my friends. One last example. I promised you I'd select one ingredient out of the Power Shake, and I did, spirulina, but I'm going for two. Rice bran solubles. Did you know that we have been working and working and working on getting our rice bran solubles organic, and we're really close? Even when they're not organic, and they're not right now, and they will be soon, there have been a lot of studies done. And my favorite I want to tell you about is a hormone called adiponectin. Now, we all know about adiponectin's twin, okay, or opposite, if you would, the yin to the yang of adiponectin is insulin. We all know about insulin. Insulin's the popular, well-known of the twins. And insulin has a very specific job. You may not know, but insulin's job is to take the sugar or glucose that's made available in your body and keep it in your blood as long as possible so that you could get as much energy out of the calories you consume. Now, the kcal concept is really important because when you look at what else insulin does, it takes excess energy and it stores it as fat. Now, the fat it stores it as can be a difficult to burn fat called adipose fat. Adipose fat is the type of fat that gets stored for long-term protection of your body from starvation. So your body typically doesn't want to release adipose fat unless you're in ketosis, and ketosis is really damaging to your body, and you don't want to do that. So how do you get rid of that hard-to-get-rid-of fat? Well, the answer is to increase your body's levels of a hormone called adiponectin, and the way to do that, the best way to do that, is to use rice bran solubles and to use another ingredient that we're introducing in a reformulated version of our daily fiber blend. And both of those, that way, both in two different ways, you're going to be encouraging your body to increase a hormone called adiponectin. And that adiponectin is going to encourage your body to use fat as a primary source of energy, not when you're exercising, when you're sitting still. So if you're using astaxanthin when you exercise and the Power Shake when you're just chilling, you're going to be burning fat both ways. And that's pretty cool. My name is David Sandoval. If you wait 1 minute, I've got one final secret to share with you.
Dave, we got to give away our convention tickets.
Hey Dave, can we give away?
I apologize. I wanted to ask that everybody stay on the line because we have winners to announce who are going to get free tickets to convention. And David, do you have our winners ready to announce?
I've got a winner. So if you hear your name, just hit *6. And you should be able to announce yourself. So if you hear your name, just hit star six. And the winner is a blue diamond from Florida, Sandy Ramos. Sandy, you on the line?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, Sandy Ramos. Hey, Sandy.
Hi, David. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. What did I win? See?
Your free convention ticket. Your free convention ticket.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Dave, you want to open up the lines then?
Well, congratulations. Can't wait to see you at convention. I hope everybody will see my invitation to convention, the formal invitation to convention. Please share it with everybody you know who has not got their ticket yet. But we know that you have your ticket. And now, as is our custom, let's all take a minute and say, arrivederci, ahui ho, au revoir, or I'll see you later.